Hello and welcome to News in Focus, where we offer our insights into the stories that matter. I'm Laura Patel, the FT's Turkey correspondent. Turkey has been through turbulent times in recent years. A coup attempt in 2016 left 250 people dead and was followed by a sweeping crackdown that saw tens of thousands arrested. In 2017, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan pushed ahead with, and narrowly won, a referendum that abolished the role of Prime Minister and concentrated unprecedented powers in his hands. A year later, a currency crisis wiped almost 30% off the value of the lira and pushed the country into recession. And all this took place amid deep turmoil in neighbouring Syria that has fueled terror attacks, helped to spark a renewal of Turkey's long-running Kurdish conflict, and has left the country playing host to 3.6 million refugees. Turkey's hopes of joining the European Union have faded amid high tensions with Brussels, and relations with the US and NATO are under deep strain over a decision by Turkey to buy a Russian air defence system over American objections. It was against this backdrop that President Erdogan and his religious conservative AK Party suffered its worst ever election results earlier this year. The party, which has dominated Turkish politics ever since it first swept to power in 2002, lost control of Ankara, the Turkish capital, and Istanbul, its largest and most important metropolis. It also lost a string of other cities. These painful defeats have emboldened some party veterans to openly question the president's leadership of his party and his country. Some of them are now considering establishing new movements that could split the AK Party. One of them is former Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. I met him recently in Istanbul, and he talked extensively about his concerns for the future of Turkey.
What were our political values which attracted me to be a politician in AKP? Freedom first. After long decades, we are a generation of coup d'etats. So democracy, inclusive democracy, freedom are the basic values of my political understanding. My differences when I was Prime Minister was also based on these political values. Of course, we had difficult times. We had another coup attempt in 2016, and there were certain worries about Turkish democracy, and there was some sort of unity of the people against this coup attempt. But in the last 3 years, what I observed, these basic values which we respected throughout of our life, were ignored.
Mr. Davutoğlu believes that Turkey's institutions are being weakened and that a shift to a powerful presidential system approved in the 2017 referendum was a mistake.
Everybody knows that I didn't campaign for it. And that was another problem between me and president, because he wanted me to speak to TVs to support the package. The general public expectation was that this new system would prevent any other coup d'etat. The psychology was very much different. But still, I did my best. There was no proper channel to raise my concerns, but I did my best to raise my position. But still, I do not regret. But now, from today, when I look back, I wish to have some better conditions to make my concerns more public.
Mr. Erdogan's government has been criticised for crony capitalism and nepotism. These fears were heightened when the president last year appointed his son-in-law, Berat Albayrak, as finance minister. Last month, the central bank governor was sacked by Mr. Erdogan because, in his own words, he did not follow instructions and would not lower interest rates as fast as he wanted.
Faiz denilen bu her türlü kötülüğün anası olan hele hele para politikalarında bu konuyla ilgili verilen talimatlara uymayan bu arkadaşımızın bir değişikliğe tabi tutulmasının...
That was Mr. Erdogan explaining to supporters why he sacked the central bank governor. Mr. Davutoğlu told me that business people across Turkey are feeling very pessimistic and that crony capitalism and nepotism are a growing problem.
For me, political ethics is a red line. Fighting against corruption, very clear tender processes, all these issues are important, and also nepotism. Nepotism in different forms, sometimes relatives, sometimes from certain regions, sometimes ethnic nepotism, but nepotism is against inclusive democracy.
Mr. Davutoğlu is one of two party heavyweights to have published statements voicing discontent after the party's setbacks in recent local elections. The Istanbul election was held twice after an opposition candidate won, but the AK Party argued that the initial vote was riddled with fraud. Many in the AK Party shared his misgivings about this, Mr. Davutoğlu says.
I am not only a member of the party. I led this party 2 years in two elections, and I know everybody in every corner of this party. I know their psychology. And in fact, the last rerun of the Istanbul election, we observed that the party organization was not very motivated. Why? Because they didn't believe that it was the right decision to rerun the election. The high electoral board's decision was wrong. I believed it was wrong. Legally, it was wrong. Democratically, it was wrong. Politically, it was wrong. I was criticized at that time in the party that although I am a member, why I am against a chance of winning Istanbul again. I said, no, you may lose an election, but you should not lose the conscience of the people. If you lose the conscience of the people, you cannot win an election. Even if you win an election, it cannot be sustainable.
In April, Mr. Davutoğlu broke his silence with a 4,000-word critique of the party's direction published on Facebook. This was followed by an announcement from Ali Babacan, an influential former economy minister, who said in July that he was resigning from the ruling party because Turkey needed a brand new future vision.
Now, in our party, even those who criticized my statement at that time realized that what I am warning was right. Maybe because of very strict party discipline, they do not speak loudly. Mm-hmm. But I received many calls and many personal comments through several means that although they cannot speak vocally, they support my statement 100%. And they can even sign that statement.
Are we talking about senior people in the party?
Yeah. They are all my friends.
The criticism by party veterans comes at a difficult time for Mr. Erdogan, who is facing deep economic woes and tensions with former Western allies. He has responded angrily, warning that those who take part in this kind of betrayal will pay a heavy price. Mr. Davutoğlu, who remains a member of the AK Party, says he still wants to try and reform the party from within. He's reluctant to criticise Mr. Erdogan by name.
My approach is not being pro or anti one person. Turkey needs a new future. As a citizen, as an academician, and as a former prime minister, my responsibility is to produce a new vision. If things, after my resignation, if things went right, I could continue to write my academic works. When I realize things are going wrong, for me, the first responsibility is to say this, not to be silent.
Many in Turkey's opposition have responded with deep scepticism to Mr. Davutoğlu's drive to cast himself as the solution to the country's problems. Critics say that his words ring hollow, given the severe curbs on freedom of expression and human rights in Turkey by the time he left office in 2016. Mr. Davutoğlu is defensive of his record.
As an executive person, minister or prime minister, you cannot involve in a judicial process, neither in positive or in negative way. You cannot instruct them to arrest. You cannot instruct them to release. It is not my business. But even when that academicians were arrested, I was prime minister, and that petition or letter or whatever it was, declaration, was against me. But I said, I am against this type of arrest. Mm-hmm. They can say anything they want until and unless they do not use violence, violent methods. Of course, as a politician, I cannot say that I didn't make any mistake. The blessing of democracy is the only political system which mistakes could be corrected. So I am a democratic politician. Of course, maybe I did some mistakes, but it doesn't change my main political approach.
The curbs on the Turkish media today are such that even when a former prime minister wanted to get his message out, he struggled. Mr. Davutoğlu told me that when he decided to speak out publicly, no mainstream Turkish broadcaster would accept his requests to appear on their channels. Some political analysts are sceptical of Mr. Davutoğlu's chances of success if he pushes ahead with forming a new party. But others say that even if he stole just a few percentage points off the AK Party, that could deprive Mr. Erdogan of his electoral majority. In turn, that could pave the way for an opposition coalition, bringing an end to almost two decades of AK Party rule. This is Laura Patel reporting from Ankara. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can catch up with previous episodes on the recent fall in sterling or the London Stock Exchange's acquisition of Refinitiv on all the usual podcast platforms.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.